Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. Good morning. It's hump day. Hope day. It's Sarah and Vinny. Thank you for being here. Last chance for Alice in Winterland. Thank you. Last chance is today. Head over to RadioAlice.com and enter for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland. I don't know if this goes until midnight tonight, but just take care of it now. Go to RadioAlice.com and get yourself entered. Because you could also qualify for a meet and greet with One Republic. It's all sponsored by Macy's. We're so excited. It's the day after tomorrow. Oh my God, it's right around the corner. Can't believe it's only hump day. Oh my God. Somebody press fast forward. Let's get to Alice in Winterland.
I am with you.
Alice. Oh, this is cut off. Hold on. Let me scroll down. Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. It's on December 13th. That's this Friday, the 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Thank you, Macy's. Thanks for being a sponsor on this. Today's National App Day. I don't know what that means, but I know I am actually currently working on an app, and there's a lot. It's been like a year since we've been beta testing it, and it's a lot. So if you have an app, I don't know why National App Day. Download an app today, upload your app today. I don't know, but hey, National App Day.
Hey,
why?
What's the name of your app? You have an app, right?
I don't have an app yet, but yes, it's slappygames.com. Thank you. Little, you can beta test it if you'd like. Is that what it is, Slappy Games?
We don't know.
I just gave you an open to plug your thing. What are you doing?
It's slappygames.com. Thank you. Sorry. I don't log into it that way because I'm an admin on my app. Today is hump day. Two hump days from now, it is Christmas hump day. So you have 13, unless you can shop on Christmas, you have 13 shopping days. Something like that. Hard to count. Okay, I'm going to start with the fires down in Malibu. We talked about Vinny, you brought this up yesterday, talking about, you know, Pepperdine and how there's some, these fires, they're bad. It's not going well. There are evacuations. We were just talking about Dick Van Dyke the other day ago. His 99th birthday is this Friday, and he's been evacuated. Cher's been evacuated. And yesterday during the show, I reached out to a good friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, Eddie Ift. And I said, because he got evacuated, was it 2 years ago? It shot up Malibu Canyon, which is where he lives.
It's been a couple of years. I don't know. Everything's a blur.
So I sent him a message in the morning, just checking in. Hope you and yours are okay. Updates welcome if you have time. He sent me a couple of videos. They're horrifying. Mm-hmm. I don't have his permission to... Did he send them to you as well?
No.
I don't have his permission. I'll ask for it. We could post them, I suppose. Although, I don't know. He's really close to a gigantic fire. There's helicopters going... It's like a war zone. Helicopters going overhead, dropping the retardant. There's fire all of a sudden breaks out on the whole hillside. It's crazy.
I've been to Eddie's house.
In the canyon.
By the way, if you don't know the history of Eddie, he was somebody I hired to do my morning show in New York City. We ended up firing him, but we stayed really good friends, and that's how he became a friend of the show.
Oh.
So I've known Eddie for 25 years, but he is completely surrounded by trees where he's at.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's
he's
no way.
He's on a windy canyon road.
And the road, like, he's got a little, like, it reminded me of West Virginia where he lives. It's in a holler. It's like, there's one way in and one way out. So I don't know what he's thinking staying there.
Well, he sent his family away. He said, so I go, he says, it sounds like we're living in a war zone with all the helicopters and planes. I said, oh my God, it is so like these, maybe he hiked out to get to these videos. Yes,
that's what I was going to say. So is he filming from his home location? Because you do go, I've had this happen near my house over in Santa Cruz, and I did find myself in a spot where the fire was right there. It wasn't at my house, though, and the woods can wind in a weird way.
Yes.
And so I was able to find a spot where there was stuff burning. It wasn't near my house, though.
Right.
So I'm curious, is he filming from his driveway?
He does not say where he is,
okay.
But I'm looking at this, and I can't see another house. So to me, it looks like he hiked to a ridgetop,
okay.
And he's looking down into a valley.
I'm not saying it's any less worrisome, but
no,
it's either on him or he's got a few minutes.
Well, so I asked, because it's so close, I was like, did you evacuate? He said he didn't, but his family did. He got the family out of there. He's got a wife and two kids. And he, I guess, was, I don't know why you would stay behind, because it is true. Really, why?
Because people rob your home while you're gone. On top of that, you also,
one way in, one way out, man.
I know, and I'm not saying he should stay. I evacuated when we were told to evacuate too. But we were also told, and people were taking, using their home cameras, that there's still a video that chills me to the bone. A dude looking in one of my neighbor's windows. And it's video that they took because they'd evacuated. And there's a thief looking in the window about to break into their house.
Right.
That's what's happening when your house gets on fire and you're at your lowest point. People drive in from out of town and rob you.
Well, luckily for you, there were cops there asking, told you, you can't come back. This is your last run, dude.
Yeah, we're locking it down. And I thought, that's great. People still got robbed, but it was good that they did that.
Wow.
Well, anyway, this is happening. Let's see. Both live in Malibu mansions, Cher and Dick Van Dyke. They're calling it the Franklin Fire.
They
brought all their animals. They've safely evacuated. Bobo escaped as we were leaving. This is what Dick Van Dyke wrote. I don't know. Is that a cat? It doesn't even say. That's horrifying.
Might be a monkey. No, I'm
sorry. It does sound like a
Bobo
monkey name, doesn't
like
it?
A monkey name.
Anyway, yeah, and I don't see who. I do not see who Bobo is in the story. But it's horrifying. I mean, to think that you would. I thought of you multiple times yesterday as I was reading some of these evacuation stories and thinking about Eddie. Like, when you had to leave, you know, we sort of make light of it now because everything was okay. And you went back and your house was still there and all your possessions were still there. And you had to basically moved out and then had to move back in. But it's many people leave with everything that they can grab. And then there is never a house to come back to.
I had over, I don't know how many years living in California, seen that in the news, understood it happens and it's tragic, and never until it happened to me understood just how horrifying it is to be leaving your house and going, I don't know if I'm going to come back to ashes.
Wow. I may never see this again.
And all the stuff, everything. Like, I'm not even, I get it. You want to save yourself and your family. All that stuff, though. I bought that stuff. I like that stuff and I want that stuff. I know it's stuff, but you're walking away from your home going, I don't want anyone stealing it and I sure don't want it on fire.
Right.
It's so weird. It's a weird feeling. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just going to say Bobo is a cat, by the way.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, in case you're, you know, worried about
that. Yeah. Well, I was worried. I mean, I feel like that's got to be a hard car to close a door on and drive away in. Like, that's, you know, to think that one of your animals that's cutely named Bobo isn't with you.
And there's some weird controversy, which I'm sure you know, someone in the fire department can text us and tell us, but the police said, leave your house unlocked.
What?
In case the fire department needs to get in and put out a fire in your home. I did not. Like, I made a decision to not. Remember, the night before, the car had gotten stolen and with the keys in it.
What?
And I had, it's a whole long story, dude.
As they were being about,
and like, we went through it all on the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
2 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years.
I don't know how many. No, it's more than two. Mm. Anyway, so they had our house key because the keys were in the car that they drove away in. So I was trying to rekey the locks at our house.
As he was being evacuated.
As we were being told, you got to get out of here. And just was going through the most stressful, like, it's at the top of the list.
I can't even, you're blowing my mind.
It was a cluster.
Ugh.
And I think, because we were broadcasting from home.
Yes.
So I think I came out like at 8 a.m. And that's when my wife, from the office where I was broadcasting, and Christina goes, the car was stolen. And I'm like, right. No, my car was stolen. And suddenly I'm like, but I'm doing a show and your car's gone. What do we do?
Well, we go on the air and talk all about it.
Yeah,
first,
I mean, that was what we did. But it's that moment where you go, what? What do you mean? It's just weird. It was crazy.
Did you get the car back? After?
No. No, we did not.
I think it was the chassis found at some point or something.
It was found somewhere, like, but someone took
months
it.
Months later.
We got lots of bridge tolls sent to us.
Oh.
So whoever was driving it for whatever length of time was, you know,
taking it all over the place. Yeah. You'd think they'd be able to find that person just based on the photographs from those things. That's so annoyingly upsetting. Like, on top of everything else.
Thankfully.
Going down.
It sounds like Eddie's okay.
Yes. Let me see what else I can squeeze in here. I'll do this, I guess. Most people watch New Year's Rockin' Eve with host Ryan Seacrest. This is the Dick Clark Productions. You know, for years it was Dick Clark would do the ball drop and it played across the country at the right time in your time zone, I guess. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe if you were out here, you could watch it. I think you can watch it, the ball drop at 9 o'clock, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And then what? They replay it?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I don't know if they replay it, but I know they do. Like, they have stuff all night.
Though. Yeah.
From other cities,
and right?
I think that's become the Christmas or the New Year thing, though, for Californians. Is I'll catch it at 9.
Yeah, 9 o'clock sounds great.
I mean,
sounds
it feels
perfect.
Like that.
All right, kids, you've seen it now. Yeah. Go to bed.
It's New York. That's when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. New Year's Rockin' Eve, it's hosted by Ryan Seacrest. They are going country. A lot of people are saying, oh, so this is the lineup. And there are some people who aren't specifically country, but one of the big stars that's been announced is Carrie Underwood.
She's huge, though.
She is huge.
And she's crossover.
Also, Blake Shelton, Dasha, who's apparently also, I don't know Dasha, but Dasha is apparently
a
country person. Ernest and Hardy. Carrie Underwood, Cody Johnson, and Thomas Rhett.
Wow.
So there's quite a country vibe. And it sounds like they're mixing it in because Alanis Morissette, Renee Rapp, Kesha, Luis Fonsi, Natasha Bedingfield. Oh, just one song I love.
Wow. Dasha is, at least in this photo, the spitting image of Taylor Swift.
Oh, she does. She's a blonde chick. Lots of belly showing in that one. Yeah. Can you play me a Dasha song? I'd be interested to hear a Dasha song. Anyway.
Boston is a song. Didn't I is a song. Even Cowboys Cry appears to be a song.
This is Austin. I'm going to fast forward a little bit.
And Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, you cue the songs and we get going.
Sounds like country.
Sounds like country music.
Yeah.
Sounds like all the
She's
other songs.
She's a 24-year-old from SLO.
Oh, is that so?
She's from SLO.
I can't. Well, huh? Not from Tennessee somewhere.
That's St. Louis. I'm assuming.
No. SLO is San Luis Obispo. San Luis Obispo.
Down south.
What is the? Does she twang? Because everybody puts a little twang on when they do a country song.
Oh, sheesh.
Whoa, okay.
Dumped.
Well, Dasha, hello.
I dumped it again. Just
good morning. Dasha's got a filthy little mouth on her, doesn't she?
Well, you know, we took a chance there. She seemed like a nice country girl, and she spits them out of her mouth.
I really didn't see that coming.
Nor did I. I'm not sure what I did here, but I think I might have used up our entire delay.
That's okay.
Yes.
Just be extra careful.
Okay. Nobody swear for the next 1 minute. Anyway, there you go. The cool kids are going country, and the next cool kid is Dick Clark, although he died 12 years ago. So all these country stars have been announced. And, you know, I've been watching the last few years. I watched the CNN one because, and I know you hate Andy Cohen. Don't say anything about it. Maddie hates, I don't know what it is. He has a visceral reaction anytime I say Andy Cohen.
Well, I don't like that guy.
Oh, why don't you like him?
I just, I'm not a, a housewives guy. Yeah. I'm not a, like that. I know he has, it's his channel, right? Is Bravo his?
He does dominate there. I have no idea if he's involved with it. He does his Watch What Happens Live.
He made himself famous. I mean, he was like president.
He made himself famous.
Oh, and he just said, you know who I'm going to cast?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
And he has no talent, and it shows.
That's not true. He's hilarious. So he was making fun of Journey a couple years ago. He gets hammered every year at the New Year's Rockin' Eve that happens over on CNN, and I like it. And I love that Anderson
Cooper. It was better
Cooper
with Kathy Griffin.
It was. I agree.
That was my.
She really did herself in, but I like her, and I liked them together.
Well, right. She's had quite a few health problems too, hasn't she?
She certainly has. Okay. Yes. All right. What you got coming up?
Well, the missing lottery ticket.
Oh.
An update on that. The $197 million. Did they turn it in? Or did they lose these?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, listen live, contest, our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART. If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART.
BART.
Visit BART.gov. BART.gov. Let's go.
Let's do this thing.
All right. Here's what's happening. I'll begin with your weather. Cloudy today, or you might even see a little sunshine early, but then it's going to cloud up. We'll see the rain late tonight. So that's going to be a pretty mellow soaking.
No atmospheric river.
No, they're not predicting any kind of flooding or anything too heavy. The second round of rain will likely hit the Bay Area on Friday into Saturday.
Mm.
They say that one might be a little bit more, but mostly in the North Bay.
Okay.
And on Saturday going into Sunday, a third round of rain is expected to move through the area, and they say that will produce the most prominent showers. So there you go. They're saying here the North Bay could see 3 to 5 inches. Santa Cruz Mountains around 1 to 2 inches. So there's
You'll
rain.
Get your share. Yeah.
Yeah, over the next few days, handful of days here, but it's not going to be straight through, and it doesn't sound like anything to run for the hills.
Run for the hills,
right?
But still, make sure the hatches are battened.
Whatever you need to do, yeah.
The battens are hatched.
Hatch the battens.
Okay. This story is one that when you play the lottery,
yes,
it's a practice in pretty much just throwing money away, but it's also there's this joyful moment where you can truly imagine yourself
have as good a chance as anyone
hitting, and what would happen?
Mm-hmm. How would you? What's the first thing you'd do? How would you spend it? Who would you stoke out?
Right.
What would you buy?
All the stuff.
Right.
A man who won $197 million lottery jackpot is suing California. If you remember last week, I told you.
Yes.
There were two winning tickets for this $395 million jackpot. This was a year ago. In December of 23, two tickets were sold at a gas station in Encino that hit the $395 million jackpot.
Wait, they both were sold at the same place?
Two tickets sold at the same place with the same numbers. Hit.
That's weird. What?
Hold on. Keep listening. Okay. I got more.
Tell us more.
Okay, months go by and no one claims the prize.
Wait, not even the first person?
Not even the first person, or should I say the first ticket.
Okay, so neither ticket
had been turned in. Months went by. In June, a man named Faramarz Lahajani submitted one of the winning tickets. He's the winner of the half of the prize. He got $197.5 million. Last week, I reported to you that the second ticket has not been turned in yet, and it's like a day or two away from expiring.
I think you said it was going to expire on the 7th, and we did the story on either the 5th or 6th.
Right. It sounded like the other ticket was going to go unclaimed, which is, that's like, I internalized that. I was thinking, what is your luck in a scenario where you hit and then you never even know that you won?
Right.
Like, what kind of curse are you living under?
There's some real weird. I did not realize that both of those tickets have been sold at the same. That's going to be the key here, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
It can't get any worse though. I guess it's unknown to you. You don't know.
Right.
But what kind of curse are you living under that you win the lottery and don't have the ticket, don't check the ticket?
Do you think that there are people who regularly buy tickets and then just don't check them? Or do you think this is someone who just went, I'm just going to buy the ticket, and because the lottery's high, and then they sort of forget about it because it isn't part of their normal routine?
Maybe. One day before the deadline, the winner with the first ticket sued the state of California. He argues the entire jackpot is his because he bought both tickets. The man says he's used the same numbers for 30 years. But lost one of the tickets. And even though he can't produce it, he should get both halves. So again, going back, if you're just joining us, this is the 300 and something million dollar lottery that just expired.
Right.
And this one guy says he bought both tickets with the same numbers at the same gas station in Encino, and he's lost one of the tickets, but believes he deserves all the money. Now,
how do you lose one and have the other? And why do you spend money on two of the same number?
How can monkeys type for 100 years? They can't even live more than 20. And then how do they somehow land on the works of Shakespeare?
They don't. They never do. It's ridiculous. So
why did he buy two tickets to begin with? You might do that if you feared that other people would be splitting your prize, and in a
you
case
want
where
two shares
you'd
of it.
Get two thirds or
why
two.
Why is this the first time we're hearing about it if he claimed the first half of the prize back in June?
I don't know if he has tried to sell his story to the lottery officials or not. I'm sure, you know, if you've ever tried to explain your specific scenario to someone at the DMV.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. B, that's not in my handbook, sir. Yeah. I don't know what.
Produce the ticket or be gone.
Get back in line.
Or go.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where there's
you don't have the ticket. Why would you have the one ticket but not the other ticket?
And
this is a number you've been playing for 30 years. Where are some of those tickets? Let's have a look at that and see.
I can hear the person at the lottery office saying, yeah, but I need your ticket.
Yeah. Ticket. It's called a claim ticket.
I heard all your words. Where's your ticket?
Yeah.
No ticket, no money. You want my manager? I'll happily go get my manager. No ticket, no money, though. And then the manager comes out and goes, no ticket, no money.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Lottery.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
So here's my theory. This guy has $193 million, so he can lawyer up. He'll sue them, and they'll settle. That's what he's doing. That's what
I don't know. You know what?
That's interesting.
If you don't remember, and maybe you didn't even hear the story when I did it the first time, the other half of the unclaimed prize goes to California schools. So on one hand, I was actually I was horrified that someone would win and not turn the ticket in. But on the other hand, that's great.
Right.
I would love to see that money go to the California school system. I mean, we sure do need it. Unfortunately, that'll just like pour right in and somehow be spread out and turn into
one penny for each school.
Right. But so again, this guy for Faramarz Lahajani, he's half the winner of the lottery, the 395, and says, I bought two tickets with the same numbers.
I feel like it's suspicious that he's just, and maybe, but like you said, it's possible he's just suing now because he hasn't been able to convince them.
Or
if he's got other tickets that are doubled up and somehow saved them.
Wouldn't you go through your entire life to find that ticket?
Where is the other ticket?
You've probably gutted your house.
Yes.
You've torn your car apart. You've torn your wife's car apart. You've torn your kids' rooms are destroyed.
Did I accidentally eat it? Do I need to check that too?
And who knows if there's someone in the family who went, oh man, I used that to clean myself after I went to the bathroom because there was no toilet paper. I'm so sorry. I'll never tell. Whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
But that's, you know,
I
mean, grave.
What if someone went, oh, that got wet on the countertop and I hucked it because I was afraid you'd be mad.
It's probably in the dryer lint thing. Because like I've washed lottery tickets before.
Yeah,
I've
done that too. I don't know what to make of this because I feel like this is a guy who states that he's played the same number for 30 years. Which sounds like a guy who has a method and some kind of a routine where he now checks his tickets. How does that guy lose one of the tickets?
The truth is, if I'm hearing this whole case, I would be like, there can't be another explanation. There's no way two different people at the same gas station hit
the same number, especially this guy plays his numbers.
And the monkeys can type, but no way. No.
Also, when I would assume when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, and I just assume that the computer behind the California lottery is privy to what exact time was that purchased. Maybe they don't know who bought the thing, but there has to be. There are serial codes all over those things. There's barcodes and there's all kinds of ways to keep people from fraudulently collecting money. So were they bought side by side? Was it one transaction, another transaction? Then it's his money. Give him his money.
Well,
Judge Vinny,
I would. Here's what I would say.
All right.
This whole system depends entirely on you producing the winning ticket.
That is true.
That is your receipt for your winnings. produce it or not a winner.
So not a winner,
not
then.
A winner. I'm not paying you out. That is an absolute.
Where's your gavel? Judgment has been passed by Judge Vinny.
I just feel like that is the transaction. You pay into a lottery and we produce the ticket with the numbers you've designated, and you've got to produce that for your payout.
Yeah.
And anything short of that
is null and void, right?
Take your jive and go sell it somewhere else. Hold on. Farmilaramore. Now I'm trying to use this. Isn't
Farmilaborosi.
This is the judge's gavel.
Falambo Cantaloni.
Now the
Samoa
thing's upside down. Hold
cilantro.
On, I got it right here.
Mr.
Damn it.
Jamal Simbadula.
Oh, fudge.
Fanola.
Human Kalili.
Jamori.
Faramars. Lahijani.
Yeah, we basically had that.
Yeah, you did. Anyway.
Well, I feel bad for him, but...
No money for you.
No, plenty of money for him.
Well, yeah, he won the other 197.
He did. Even if he took the lump sum and paid half the taxes, he's got at least $50 million, right?
It's such a weird thing, because on one hand, you'd be like, oh, dude, you just hit the lottery. Shut up. Yeah. On the other, what if he did buy two tickets?
He definitely did buy two tickets. Like... I really feel like they should be able to tell what order the tickets were bought in. There's got to be a supercomputer somewhere who's got this stuff all settled. It's all barcoded. It's all everything. Like, they know exactly when the tickets were bought. I'm sure of it. They can probably timestamp them. Haven't people figured out fraud just based on, like, watching the 7-Eleven camera and seeing the remember the guy who was saying, nope, that's not a winner. Want me to throw it out for you?
It was at a gas station.
Yeah. And they just have him throwing it out and picking it back up.
The guy threw it out and he picked it up, cashed it in, and then they knew. The lottery officials knew and they got him. All right, so listen.
I'm ready.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm not sure. I've never played this devil game known as pickleball.
Oh. Why do you think it's a devil? I bet you'd love it. It's super active and you play with someone that has all these weird rules and...
I want to.
You're very active.
Hold on. Let me go back.
Okay. Devil game of pickleball.
Early summer of 2024. I'm at a neighborhood party with my neighbors.
Yeah.
And my neighbor across the street, Katie, she's telling me, hi, Katie. Katie's telling me, oh, I love pickleball. I'm going pro. Oh. I like practice all the time. Oh. I'm going to get good at this. I totally love it.
Katie.
You know what? I couldn't even guess. She's got grown children, but I think they may have started a family young because she's really pretty and youthful.
You could still be pretty and youthful and look at me.
I'm saying, so, right.
So, but she's a grown woman and she's like at least in her 40s. And she's thinking,
she has a kid in college and a kid in elementary school.
Okay. Whoa, that's quite a span.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, you spend, and then a third one in the middle somewhere.
I see.
I don't know. I shouldn't even have said
she's
all
taking
this.
Taking her time.
Anyway, my point being, she blew up her foot playing this game.
Game. That's what it is, not a sport.
Oh.
You sound like my friend Merrily, who, by the way, then went on to stripe her driveway with a pickleball court.
I'm telling you, it gets under people's skin and they become there. I've got to go pro with this.
And she's fully like, rules.
Fine. Play it there. Play your game at your house. Don't play it on my tennis court.
Tennis is a sport. You know what? Go get your hip fixed and then talk to me about your tennis court.
And keeping the waist down and you're yelling and you're screaming.
There's a lot. It's wicked noisy. It's incredibly noisy because there's so many yelling things.
Oh, it just, they just get so serious about it and scream and
yell. You guys have just hit the story.
Oh my God, what is it?
So pickleball between, so by the way.
Yes.
I saw my neighbor, so she hurt herself in June or July.
Oh, boy.
I saw her the other day limping in the front yard because there's been surgery, and she's been at this with her foot over a pickleball game for 6 months.
Oh, awful. Is she still planning to go pro at some point?
I don't know if she's going back or not. She may, 6 months down is, even for someone who's like, I've decided that's not for me. You would end up hating that game. Like, you'd be all...
That thing took
away. I'm limping to the bathroom in the middle of the night. 6 months later. Screw pickleball. Anyway.
I love you, pickleball.
The neighbors near the pickleball court. And by the way, we worked with the Bay Club for many years. Yes. I love the Bay Club.
Yeah.
I've been to many of their locations.
Oh, they're great.
Love them.
Yeah.
Here we go. Another pickleball dispute arises between downtown SF condo owners and the Bay Club.
Oh.
The noise pollution created by outdoor pickleball courts has once again made the local news as the condo association in downtown SF has filed a lawsuit over pickleball noise.
Is this the Bay Club that's really close to the waterfront?
It's over at Davis Street.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's right where we used to work.
Around 150 condo owners at the Golden Gateway Commons, that's the development, have had it with that. They say it pocking of pickleball paddles.
Oh, are they? They're louder.
Loud. They're loud. They're
like least, a ping pong paddle.
They're at
big
least 10
pong.
Times louder than a tennis match. My God.
Hitting balls at the next door Bay Club, and they filed suit. The Homeowners Association is demanding the private fitness club immediately cease the offensive noise pollution emanating from its pickleball facilities.
Wow.
One of the things you take on when you move to any big cities, not just San Francisco, is there is a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. It's street noise. It's just a reality.
Yep.
And then if you live anywhere near bars, when they let out at 2 a.m, that's what you're hearing.
Even like, here, like, you know, cars driving up hills are much louder than cars not driving up. And cable cars. Imagine if you lived on a cable car line, how annoyingly loud that might be.
They say that, by the way,
yes, dear.
The Bay Club must be like, people love the pickleball. The courts are filled all day, every day.
More pickleball!
But they say also the pickleball courts create constant, unbearable, offensive noise. The noise pollution derives from the sharp popping sound produced by the impact between the pickleball and the paddle. And then, of course, the noise of the people playing the pickleball.
Yep.
In! That was out! Whatever. I don't know. What, I don't know
you
what
were
you
in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know the kitchen. I don't know any of the pickleball stuff.
It's a quick pickup. But actually, it's much more complicated than it needs to be, too. It's like all this switching of where you hit from, and it's... And I've hurt myself. The two times I played it, I've hurt myself both times.
I'll make a judgment right now.
All right.
Condo owners, oh you win!
God. Oh, Jesus.
That was
very loud.
But okay. Loud. You say...
He's mad about it, you guys.
Well, he's a tennis player. It's under his skin.
Yeah, I don't know. What do they have to do? Do they have to put a roof on that thing?
I thought
that's annoying. You know, it's like there's a dog near my house that I know it gets left there alone, and sometimes it's out back, and it yaps all day long. And I just want to go poison it. That's wrong. I would never do that. But I'm like, I've called the cops about the dog. I try not to say my name ever to the cops when I call about it, but I know I can't be the only one. I don't even live near it. I live like, 400 feet away from this thing, and it just yaps all day. Shut up, Vinny. I don't poison any dogs. I would never do that. But I have thought about it.
All right. But you've also called the cops on the dog.
Hell yeah, I have. Oh my God, that poor dog is out there all day long, and clearly no one loves it or pays attention to it. If you got a dog out back yapping, and it's a condo complex that it's at. So I'm far away from it. I'm like 400 or 500 feet away from this dog, and it's surrounded by, I don't know how someone else hasn't poisoned it. Stupid dog. I haven't heard it for a while, though. Maybe someone did.
Stop saying poisoning things into a microphone.
Look, I'm trying to be honest with my feelings.
If something does happen to that dog, you know where they're coming from.
I know, they're coming to you. Just like when you talked about pushing people down a cliffside.
Well, that's why I don't go hiking with anybody anymore, because I'm like, well, if you just stupidly fall off the cliff, everyone's going to think it was me.
We're thinking it's you,
no
for
kidding.
Sure. You got to stop telling everybody your perfect crimes into a microphone.
They're not perfect crimes. They're just, ways of doing things, Vinny. That's all. There's plenty of different ways to pull off a murder.
Okay, well, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What had happened was...
Oh, my God.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.